Welcome back. We'll talk about a pig kidney transplant, a single mom guaranteed income, and how the Betty White Challenge did in our state. I'm Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. The first peer-reviewed study of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a human is out, and the patient was at the University of Alabama at Birmingham this past September, reports AL.com's Amy Yerkinen. Now, this is a big moment in transplant medicine's move into using organs from genetically modified animals. The patient had been in an accident and was brain dead. Jim Parsons was a 57-year-old registered organ donor from Huntsville. His family allowed him to be kept on life support long enough to participate in the study. And because of it, he could eventually make a heck of a difference to some of the 90,000 some odd people who fill the kidney transplant waiting list in the U.S. Using human kidneys, only around 25,000 people get a transplant each year. In the study at UAB, the pig kidneys were doing their job 3 days after surgery, with no sign of rejection. That's according to the article that was published in the American Journal of Transplantation. They also didn't see any evidence of viral infection during the study. Dr. Jamie Locke is the director of the UAB Comprehensive Transplant Institute. She's also the lead surgeon for this study. Quote, "Mr. Parsons and his family allowed us to replicate precisely how we would perform this transplant in a living human. Their powerful contribution will save thousands of lives, and that could begin in the very near future." The city of Birmingham is about to start accepting applications from single mothers for a $375 a month, what they are calling a guaranteed income for selected moms, reports AL.com's Greg Garrison. The program was proposed by Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin and passed the city council in October. It's backed by a $500,000 grant, and it's being pushed from the California-based nonprofit corporation Mayors for a Guaranteed Income. Now, they're not looking for single dads here, just moms or female-identifying heads of family who are caring for at least one dependent under 18. If you are married, then you might could squeeze in here if you're living independently as a sole provider for your child or if your spouse is in prison or jail. 110 women will be selected to receive the income. For more information about what they're calling the Embrace Mothers Initiative, go to www.birminghamal.gov/embracemothers. The recent passing of comedic actress Betty White certainly didn't go unnoticed here in Alabama, and neither did a social media challenge in her honor, reports AL.com's Tandra Smith. White died on New Year's Eve. She was known as an animal lover, and on Monday, which would have been her 100th birthday, folks on social media launched the Betty White Challenge. Now, if you knew her mostly from Golden Girls, that's probably hashtag Betty White Challenge to you. If you caught her on The Tonight Show with Jack Parr, that's # Betty White Challenge. Challenge was to donate at least $5 to an animal rescue, shelter, or agency. In Alabama, more than $75,000 was raised for shelters across the state. Several shelters received thousands in donations, and the biggest reported haul went to the Greater Birmingham Humane Society, $27,930.72. Golden Girls, after all, was huge in Birmingham. Now, you can still participate in the Betty White Challenge. Just give your local animal shelter a holler and then a little coin. Thank y'all so much for hanging with us. Have an outstanding weekend. Try to stay warm out there. I found the secret to life was to marry someone with a meteorology degree. She just looks at me and tells me I don't have enough layers on. This weekend, we'll probably need a few layers. We'll be back here by Monday. Y'all come see us on the internet at al.com.